Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This is Hidden Pillars with Tony Bruschi.
Nothing like a little white party there. Never know what goes on at those. But there's certainly one man who's saying the accusations against him, not true. And guess what? I'm fighting back. Jay-Z was never the type of guy you'd expect to see in a legal battle quite like this. A rap mogul, billionaire businessman, and one of the most powerful figures in music. Not the usual suspect in a high-profile rap case. At least historically it hasn't been, until, of course, Diddy. But when an anonymous woman, a Jane Doe, accused him of assaulting her back in 2000 when she was just 13, everything changed. Fast forward to today, and not only has the case been dropped with prejudice, but Jay-Z has flipped the script, suing the accuser and her legal team, Tony Busby, for defamation, conspiracy, and extortion. So here's the big question. Is this a landmark moment for falsely accused public figures, or is this a dangerous move that could silence real victims? Eric Faddis, a former prosecutor and defense attorney, what do you make of all this? Could Jay-Z's aggressive legal response set a new precedent for celebrities fighting back against allegations like this?
You know, a lot of sensitive issues in this litigation, clearly. You know, we don't want to be having a chilling effect on sexual assault victims coming forward. On the other hand, these are extremely egregious accusations. And if they are false, a person probably has a right to defend themselves. And we've been seeing this kind of more and more recently. And so I think it is trending in this direction in terms of the legal action Jay-Z is taking.
How does this work behind the scenes, you know, as a defense attorney, to make sure that these claims are real before even taking on a case? Because I think it's a big question that goes on for Tony Busby, or a lot of people have about Tony Busby, where he's got, you know, 50 plus or more allegations against Diddy. He's like the Diddy, you know, civil assault clearinghouse, basically. How does this work to make sure that what you're going to get behind is, in fact, it has legs, that it's going to go somewhere? It's not just somebody making something up.
It's super important because in the legal context, of course, when there is a complaint, there has to be evidence supporting it, corroborating it, that you could bring to court, that you could show a jury to say, hey, look, it's not just my person saying this happened. There are other corroborating circumstances. And so in doing that, when a person comes to you, it's important to do the investigation. Most attorneys have an investigative team who will look into the allegations, who will try to either confirm or dispute what happened. And then the attorney makes the final call. Hey, I think this case is solid, or no, I think there are some problems.
Do you think that went on here?
You know, certainly Diddy's team and some of those accused would say it didn't. They're saying that Tony Busby is playing fast and loose. He's the attorney who's representing these accusers. And with so many cases coming in, I think it claims over 120 or so, it would be really difficult to go over each individual claim with a fine-tooth comb, especially if they're from events that happened decades before. I think there's a concern that some due diligence may not have been exercised on all of the cases, and now we're seeing some of them either being dismissed or going away.
Well, and the big question with, I think, a lot of this is, okay, this happened allegedly back in 1999. We're talking, you know, 26 years ago. As a defense attorney, that's got to be hard to find any sort of evidence. And if you don't find evidence, it doesn't necessarily mean that their claim is false. It just means there's nothing you're going to have to fight it in court. I mean, what do you do at that point? Do you just say, hey, you know, I hear you, but you don't have anything that's going to legally allow us to make your argument? And sorry, you know, really nobody's going to be able to, but you keep looking. Or do you keep going? Because it's going to get you a lot of attention. And let's get on the bandwagon with this.
You know, Tony, you often have to have a difficult conversation with a potential client in those circumstances. And you know, just because there might not be a ton of evidence we can get from 25 years ago doesn't mean that what the accuser is saying is false. It very well could have happened. Mm-hmm. But if there is not sufficient evidence to bring it into a court of law, I think it would be foolhardy for any attorney to say, oh, well, there are other benefits, you know, for me in terms of becoming more prominent, mm-hmm. even if that's at the expense of the client and at the expense of a case that ultimately goes by the wayside.
Is this going to set a new precedent in this? Because we don't typically see this very often. We see all sorts of accusations that come flying at celebrities left and right. A lot of them are bogus. There are certainly many that are completely real. But the ones that turn out to get dropped or just, you know, kind of disappear, not necessarily settled, but just it goes away. Both parties agree that nothing's going to happen here. What does this say about that going forward? Is this going to make people more hesitant to make claims if they can't, you know, really back it up with solid evidence?
I think that this is going to be a more common trend where someone is accused of something and they believe they can beat the case goes away, and then they go on the offense. They actually go after the accuser. That's what Jay-Z is doing. We saw that also with Baldoni and Blake Lively. Blake mm-hmm. Lively brought some claims, and then Baldoni said, whoa, wait a second, I've actually got some claims for you because I think you're lying. Could it have a chilling effect on folks coming forward? It absolutely could, and that's concerning. But litigation is risky business.
It is. I mean, is this okay? I mean, is this really such a bad thing that if somebody is accused of something and they can't legally prove it? I mean, I get how there can be situations where, look, it just can't be legally proven even if it happened. And I'm not saying that occurred here. But Jay-Z fighting back so harsh, I wouldn't imagine you'd be fighting back this harsh if you knew they had anything to stand on, because if he's suing back, you know, that opens up, again, grounds to discovery and everything else in this, if he's going to say this is absolute BS.
Exactly right. Jay-Z has some risk on his side with making this move because so what he's saying is that the accuser defamed him, made a false statement mm-hmm. against him, but a defense to defamation is truth. And so what would happen if this case actually did proceed is that there would be discovery regarding the truthfulness of the accuser's allegations. More information would likely come out. I think this is really just kind of a power play by Jay-Z trying to make a statement. And ultimately, this defamation case is going to go away as well because Jay-Z doesn't want that either.
Yeah. His lawsuit against Busby, it hinges on the claim that the lawyer Busby sent him a demand letter, and he said it was extortion, an extortion attempt. It wasn't normal for attorneys to try. I mean, isn't it normal for attorneys to try and settle cases privately before going to court? What makes what occurred here something different, that it was more of an extortion attempt than a, hey, let's figure this out and settle this attempt?
I think Jay-Z's extortion claim is weak. What Tony Busby did is something that thousands upon thousands of personal injury attorneys do every day, which is sending a demand before filing a lawsuit saying, hey, we have these claims. This is how we believe we're going to back it up. Pay us this money and we won't sue you. That's not extortion to me. Extortion usually requires some kind of unlawful threat, not some just sort of business posturing in terms of a legal claim.
When you get something like that, when somebody, you know, is like, okay, look, we are going to sue you unless you settle this. But if in this case, like Jay-Z, he knows it's bullshit, what like this, where he comes back and says, no, come on, let's keep suing me. And eventually Busby withdraws the suit. Is that typically how it happens, where somebody comes back and says, yeah, go ahead, try and sue me? Or is this really different for somebody to be standing up in the way that it's happening?
It's kind of like a glorified game of chicken.
Yeah.
It's kind of like who's going to blink first here. And it's not uncommon for someone who receives a demand to say, hey, kick rocks. I'm not paying you anything. Mm-hmm. And you can sue me and we'll bring it in court. It happens all the time in other personal injury contexts as well. And so that kind of thing occurs. And ultimately, in this case, Busby blinked first. His case has gone away. And now Jay-Z's on the offense.
With the sheer amount of cases that Busby is taking on, let me ask you this just from another perspective and from a legal perspective. Why? Why is he? I mean, I know he's like out there with an 800 number behind him. Like, hey, if you got a suit against Jay-Z, call me. And we'll also give you a Ronco food dehydrator at the same time. Maybe you don't get the Ronco food dehydrator. But it, like I said, it's almost like a clearinghouse for Diddy suits. And I know, like, we see this in class action lawsuits typically, where it's more like against a big company for, you know, some wrongdoing within its confines. It's interesting to see this in a sexual assault case. Why are these people, these alleged victims, going with Busby over other attorneys? What's the reason for just the sheer amount that decide him over anybody else?
You know, I think Busby has made a concerted media campaign, really. He's done press releases, and at those press releases, there's an 800 number on the back for if you've been aggrieved by Diddy, give me a call. You know, he's bringing all these claims. Like you said, in the class action context, you're going against a business who has super deep pockets, who has insurance policies that could also cover settlements. When you're going against a person like Diddy, sure, Diddy's had a ton of money, but that money is going to be dwindling. Sometimes it's harder to attach. And so I think Busby must have some other motivations in terms of taking on all of these cases. It could be exposure and that kind of thing. It certainly could be justice as well. An attorney can have all sorts of motivations for bringing a case.
At the end of the day, what's going to be left? I mean, with all of these claims against him and the federal indictment that's going on over there, is he going to have anything? The feds have already said, hey, we're going to seize your stuff. So there's that. That's a big chunk of everything. And that doesn't necessarily go out to victims found like funds, or especially in civil cases. It's like the government just got more money. Is there some point here where this is just not advantageous, where you don't sue somebody who has nothing to give? And obviously Diddy for a long time did have something to give. But this stuff, I mean, it could take years if they ever go to court. The interest, and I'm sure all of these, is settling. But is he going to be able to settle any of these things right now with everything else that's going on?
That is the fear in my mind for victims with the multiplicity of lawsuits against a single individual. Diddy had a lot of resources, but those resources have been seized. I'm sure they've been allocated to his federal criminal defense, that kind of thing. And so we're going to get to a point where there are, you know, dozens and dozens of victims. And even if they get a piece of paper saying they're entitled to $5 million, if Diddy's bankrupt, they're not going to see anything. So Busby kind of wins in the end, but all of these victims likely will not be made whole because there will be no source for the settlement.
But is it worth it? I mean, I guess that's the bigger question. Is it worth it to go through all of this as a victim if, I mean, there's no financial gain into any of this? Not that you're like, if you were out there, I think the correct thing to be doing is let this be known to protect other people. But clearly he's already behind bars, so he's not really a threat anymore. But yeah, you should get some sort of restitution if you are a victim of this. But if he has no money to give, there's no money to give. I mean, look at OJ. That was two people, and he had a lot of money. And the Goldmans never got any of it. There are ways of protecting your money in those sort of situations as well, are there not? I would imagine Diddy would be taking advantage of them.
Oh, certainly. There are different financial vehicles and structures that a person can use to set up their assets such that they are untouchable or less touchable by the court process. I think the OJ example you gave is a great one. And at the end of the day, bringing a sexual assault claim is a harrowing process. It's so intrusive and sensitive and everything else. And if there's no likelihood of any significant recovery at the end, what's the point?
I don't know. I mean, you get the arguments, well, people just want publicity, which I think is BS half the time. I mean, the emotional toll that this takes on someone is hellish, and there's not usually an amount of money one would want to go through for that. I mean, it is Diddy, so the thought of a lot of money being there is good. But again, Busby, too. I mean, he knows what he's doing. Is he thinking there's going to be enough to get a good chunk of this? I mean, all this did kind of begin, though, before the federal authorities said, we're coming in and we are taking everything you have. So I don't know. Do you think we're going to see Busby back down on some of this stuff at some point going, well, I'm not going to make anything either?
I'm sure Busby must be thinking about that right now, because the way that the way an attorney in that position would be paid is they'd be paid from a percentage of any settlement. But if the defendant's funds are dwindling and there's no likelihood of a settlement, Busby would not be compensated monetarily for these campaigns and for representing all of these folks. Now, are there ancillary benefits that he might achieve through going through this for himself, like name exposure? You know, we're talking about him. The whole country kind of knows his name now. So perhaps he's thinking, hey, I'm going to get other benefits that are non-monetary for me, so it's worth it for me. That doesn't necessarily translate into it being worth it for his clients.
Yeah, that's a good point. Ultimately, at the end of the day, when you're looking at this, now that we're past the suit ever actually taking place, the initial one, but now we have the reverse going on, is this a good look for Jay-Z? If you were Jay-Z's attorney, would you advise, go after her and continue this rumbling around you that's really negative, even if it is not true? Because, it probably is not true, just judging on the witness themselves, the accusations, and their this lack of credibility in terms of the accusations that they made. Would you be saying, yes, go after them?
It's a difficult call to make for Jay-Z, because going after this, sexual assault accuser who likely has no substantial resources, according to reports that I've read, could be seen as heavy-handed and even kind of cruel, in part because Jay-Z is not going to get some sort of settlement from this accuser. He's not going to get any money. He's got a ton of money. He doesn't need that. So he's doing it on principle. But, if a person had accused another of sexually assaulting a minor, person who was accused might want to clear their good name. And I think that there's a legal mechanism to do that. And there's nothing legally impermissible about Jay-Z moving forward.
Why sue the accuser and not just the attorney?
I think that that is a central question. I think it sends a message. I think that, you know, we look at the Diddy lawsuits. We look at other sexual assault claims that they're becoming popular, including the Blake Lively case. I think that folks who are being accused want to kind of put their foot down and say, hey, look, if you come at me with some BS, I'm going to come back at you and it's not going to be fun. And I think that's the message Jay-Z is trying to send.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQBar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQBar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQBar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQBar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah.
And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.